السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aapa with Aafiyat and good health. Has Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the Sustainer. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the Sustainer, Nourisher and Cherisher of the Universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Shawwal 1446. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, tonight after Maghrib we have to scan the sky and the moon is 20 hours plus minus. So therefore, maybe we will see the moon and crescent and maybe we will not see it. Is 50-50. So we should try our level best to scan the sky. Once it's sighted or so, then contact your local ulama. And inshallah, tonight in the Q&A, we will announce it whether the moon was sighted or not. Inshallah al-Aziz. And once you see the moon, then say, Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Even if you do not see the moon and the crescent, but the confirmation has come through, then say, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words are mentioned in Abu Dawood, and it is the beauty and glory of the Arabic language. The first three nights, the crescent, the moon is called Hilal, and then every three nights the name changes. Show me any other language this has all these unique features and characteristics. Hilal means raf'us sawt, to raise the voice. See, there's the moon, there chand ho gaya. Like that we all get excited and elated and delighted that the new moon has been sighted and so forth and so on. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we start a new chapter, and that is chapter 46. We start a new juz, a new part, and then that is part number 26. The 26th para of the Noble Quran, Suratul Ahqaf, Makkiya. And this was revealed prior to the migration of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And it comprises 35 verses. O ulama, O students, O esteemed listeners, write this jewel down of tafsir. From chapter number 40, that's Suratul Mu'min, and right up to Suratul Ahqaf, chapter 46. So that is seven chapters, seven surahs consecutively. Each one of them started with Hamim, Hamim, Hamim. So these are seven consecutive surahs, and today we are starting with the seventh one, and thereafter the names will change and so forth. So meaning that they won't start with Hamim. So what is the message we find there? All these surahs that came, the seven, they all were revealed before the hijrah and migration of the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Munawwara. So we should know all these finer points of tafsir and the commentary and exegesis of the Noble Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سورة الأحقاف. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who was, who is, who will always be, very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Remember Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, our mubalagha, our hyperbole, our intensive forms, therefore very gracious, very, very merciful. And the word Ar-Rahman can only be used for Almighty Allah. We can't keep our son or daughter's name Rahman. We must say Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, for our daughter Amatul Rahman. And Rahim, you can keep for your son and daughter as well. And you can say Rahim only, or for your daughter Rahima only. You want to say Abdul Rahim, Amatul Rahim, that also is permissible. But remember Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, with the Alif Lam in the beginning, that is for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exclusively. When you study the Tasmiyah Bismillah, there are 114 Tasmiyah Bismillah mentioned in the Noble Quran, 113 in the beginning of the surahs and chapters. So you will see that in chapter 9, there is no Bismillah. So where is the 114th one? When we study the letter written by Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam to the Queen of Sheba, that is in Yemen. So remember the people, ulama have written, the name was Bilqis. So there he wrote, innahu min Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So that is how he invited her. Remember towards Tawheed and the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 27, Surah An-Naml, and verses number 30-31. This letter is from Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. And we take the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very gracious, very merciful. So from here we can prove that Bismillah was used in the previous nations and generations. Allah ta'alu alayya, don't be arrogant and proud with me. Wa atuni muslimin, and come to me with humility and humbleness. And then she did that and she embraced Islam. Nowhere is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif or the authentic Sunnah that he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, married her and a nikah was performed between him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, and her Bilqis. However, the historians and some commentators have written that, but that is just an opinion. It's not something part of our belief that is mentioned in Quran Sharif or authentic Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, just like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and Zulaikha. That the Quran Sharif does not tell us they got nikah and married, or the authentic Sunnah does not tell us. Yes, some ulama have opined and they have mentioned this in the books of history or in their respective tafsir. What is the meaning of Ahqaf? Ahqaf means the winding tracks. When you travel in the Arab Peninsula, you find so many roads there in the desert and others, that there are winding roads there. So that is the meaning of Ahqaf. When the word comes, then we will explain to you in further detail. Hamim, this is the last of the seven surahs that begin with Hamim. Al-Huruful Muqatta'at. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows the meaning and no one else knows. So why did Almighty Allah reveal it? The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mu'jizatul Kubra, and the perpetual miracle of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Al-Mu'jizatul Khalida. So you people take these letters of the Arabic alphabet, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin, Taha, Hamim. See if you can bring a replica of one surah, one chapter, even comprising three verses. Surah Kawthar, chapter 1083 verses. So this is the challenge Islam has given, Allah has given to humanity and posterity. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you have any doubt in what we have revealed to our beloved servant and slave, حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe, then فَعَدُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِ. You bring a replica of one surah, one chapter only, three verses, and then we will say that, okay, you have taken up the challenge. Thousands, millions of people have tried. Governments are trying. The American government tried. All of them ended up in failure and humiliation. Chapter number 2 and verses 23 and 24. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. تنزيل. تنزيل means to be revealed piecemeal, gradually. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Anzalna means to be revealed one shot. So from the seventh heaven to the first heaven, one shot. And from the first heaven and first sky to the Mubarak, blessed heart and honorable heart of the Master, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, over a period of 23 years. Danzeelul Kitab, this Kitab, the Quran Sharif, was revealed piecemeal gradually. From who? Min Allahil Azizil Hakim, from Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who is all powerful and all wise. And remember the agency of the Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam was used directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam bringing it to the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Go read the noble Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily this Quran Sharif was surely revealed gradually by Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the entire universe. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. The angel who is Ameen, very, very trustworthy. So he came down with it. The Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, ala qalbik, on your Mubarak, blessed, the most blessed, honorable heart in the entire universe, that is of Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, litakuna minal munzirin, so that you warn the people with love and compassion, bilisanin arabiyyin mubiyyin, in the Arabic language, it makes things manifest and very, very clear. Chapter number 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 192 to 193. So there you have it, folks. You can see how everything is explained clearly in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Some signs. مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. We have not created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, what we see, what we don't see. When we look up, we see the clouds, we see the stars, we see the sun, we see the moon. But there are million, billion other creation which we don't see. And wal arda, on the land and sand, the terrestrial creation, we see the oceans, we see the lakes, we see the forests, we see the jungle. So everything, and if you just take marine life, some ulama have said that Allah Ta'ala created 18,000 things for humanity. It's not 18,000, that is just a rai, an opinion of some ulama, but it's not correct that. Yeah, you can say 18 million things also. Allah alone knows, you must remember that. So sometimes in these kind of things, we need to be circumspect and careful. So Allah alone knows. You go down, when I went to Mauritius, and I went right to the bed of the ocean, right to the bottom of the ocean, you're walking in that million, billion, trillion, zillion liters of water, and you just look at the creation of Allah, the types of marine life and so forth. مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And what about what is in between the heavens and the earth? When we're in the plane, we're above the clouds, and we just marvel at the creation of Almighty Allah. إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah created all this truthfully with justice. But everything in this world is for a short period. Why? Wa ajalim musamma, for a fixed period. Chapter 28, verse 88. Almighty Allah teaches us in the last verse of chapter 28, kullu shay'in halikun, everybody, everything in makhluk and creation will perish and will be destroyed. He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, He is the exclusive Khaliq and Creator. He was, He is, He always will be. So He was, is, will always be. Wal Hayyul Qayyum, He is ever living. He is self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anytime, any place, any circumstances. He created this entire universe and that made me and you, O Hazrat Insan, O the masterpiece of His creation. So for our benefit, Allah created this. But for the non-Muslims, from the starting, they are hell-bent to go astray. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those people who are sane and mature, so for them, they want to reject the message and the messengers. أَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُؤْرِدُونَ, they are turning away from that which they have been warned of repeatedly. So Almighty Allah teaches us, it's not Almighty Allah who led them astray initially. They themselves made up their mind and they said, we don't want this message. We want to practice on our democracy, on our Zionism, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlighted this in the Noble Quran and said, Falamma Zahu, when they decided to go on the path of Satan and Lucifer, they left the path of Rahman and chose the path of Shaitan. Falamma Zahu, they took the initiative. أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, then Almighty Allah let their hearts go astray. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, Allah will not guide the people who are the fasiqeen, the transgressors, and those who want to continue on their kufr and blasphemy and shirk and idol worship and so forth. Chapter 61, verse number 5. So yeah, Almighty Allah is warning us. So inshallah, we will stop there after the two verses, and tomorrow continue, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Word the verse, we did now how many verses? 3 verses. So tomorrow, insha'Allah, we'll continue from verse number 4. Bi-idhnillah, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So let us continue now with the news, views, interviews. Today is the 29th of Shawwal, 1446, day number 570 of the war of Israel and the Jutlas and the Zionists against the Muslims there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And these are the news headlines, news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. O Muslim, say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar, it's only the grace, mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the wasila and barakah of Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Mujahideen Hamas has dispatched 6 Jutlas straight to hell. We say good riddance and go rot in hell, and more than a dozen of them injured. The mass media will not tell you all that. We sent it out yesterday on our status. We sent it out to some groups and so forth and so on. So read all that. Remember, Israel needs 10,000 more personnel to continue with this war, and their army is fed up. Because they realize that Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, just wants to stay in power, and therefore they want this war to continue. They don't bother and worry about the hostages and so forth. Therefore, Saturday night, big thousands and thousands of people, all Jutlas, and they were protesting against Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Netanyahu, and his illegal government and so forth. They murdered and martyred the Jutlas, Haramis, the swines and the pigs in the past 24 hours, 60 of our brothers, sisters, children and babies in Gaza, when they were asked for comment, they say no comment. This is what they want, starvation, extermination. America is an accomplice to this. Europe is an accomplice to this. India is an accomplice to this. The Arab regime, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan and Egypt, all haramis, murtad, khabis they are, shayateens they are. So we need to make our stance very clear. They're all helping Israel to please America and so forth. Murtad, haramis, shaitans. So we must remember that Pakistan also now in mix-up. One side they got problems with India, now in their own. If you know Pakistan, the border areas, Waziristan, they killed 54 people there yesterday and last night and so forth. So the Haaretz newspaper writes, Netanyahu is a threat to every Israeli security. So because whether local or they're traveling, so the world knows that they are guilty of genocide. They are guilty of ethnic cleansing. They are guilty of just and crimes against humanity. And therefore, our fatwa and verdict is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. In Vancouver, that Canada, 11 people killed. Remember this. This guy, he just rammed his car into the people, into a crowd. He is arrested, but they say it's a mental case. But he's a whitey. So now they will say that no terrorism involved here. If it was a Muslim or an Arab, straight away they should say terrorism. Pakistan says, India, we will use our nuclear if needed. So don't come mess around with us. I sent out to you yesterday that in their army meeting, and the journalists were there from India, they started walking out, the same army guys, and then the journalists asked them, what the hell is wrong with you? Yet they said, the truth of the matter is, we the Hindus, they didn't use the word, but it's understood, we the Hindus of India cannot fight Pakistan army, they will beat us, alhamdulillah, make lot of dua for Pakistan, inshallah, this could be the starting of Ghazwatul Hind, to fight India, and to defeat them, and take over, and all our land and which they confiscated and stole and so forth and so on. America every day, every second day is murdering and killing our Muslims and people in Sana'a, babies and children. So may Almighty Allah give the Houthis with the Tha, not Houthi with the Ta. You know, Alif Ba'ta, Alif Ba'te is not Te, it's Se. So is whether you say say or sa, same thing. So is who sees Allah grant their victory against Israel, against America, against Britain, and all these armies. Israel can attack anybody. So Israel attacks Lebanon. Two people killed there as well. Pakistan and India there by the border. The bullets are flying in both directions. You see that? It seems to be escalating. Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of Abu Mazen, or PA, Palestinian Authority, Pakka Murtad Harami, he also. He appointed his deputy, Hussein Sheikh, you see that? He's another lousy guy, another Murtad. Muslim killed in France, right inside the mosque and so forth. And remember, he was stabbed 40 times and then he became Shaheed. So this happened in France. So now they call it Islamophobia. This is 100% terrorism, but they will use other terms. They're all haramis. North Korea has admitted for the first time that yes, we have troops in Russia and they are fighting there against Ukraine and so forth. So Trump wants to now tell him, Zelensky, you have to give up Crimea and say it belongs to Russia and then maybe you'll have peace. So there's still no peace there from Russia with love. We support Russia there. We say Putin must fix America up and fix Ukraine and NATO up and fix Israel up as well. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, you know, they are swimming in the dollars. So they paid the World Bank, how much? $15 million, 1-5. $15 million to clear the debts, you understood, of Syria. And now the reconstruction can continue. When Trump visits them, these three musketeers, so one Saudi Arabia, then Qatar, and then UAE, he's going to collect million, billion, trillion dollars from them. These Arabs, fools and idiots they are. Waylul lil Arab, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, destruction for the Arabs, see. And these kuffar Shias, Bandar-e Abbas, Bandar don't mean monkey here. Bandar means the harbor, the port. So there at Bandar Abbas, big explosion, 40 people killed, hundreds injured, and now they're having a thorough investigation there. Ben Gray is back there into occupied Palestine, what they call Israel, humiliated in America. 90% of the synagogues told him, go to hell, we will not give you our premises. Majority of the universities mocked at him and told him, go to hell, you are a murderer, you are a genocider, and you are the one that we must pelt you. And pelt him indeed, that's what they did. So humiliated, disgrace, that is Almighty Allah. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give them honor. No Israel at the Pope's funeral. The Haaretz newspaper writes, how disgrace America, how disgrace is Israel, that every country had a representative there at the Pope's funeral, but Israel had nobody. So we are a pariah state. We are people who are being isolated because of the genocide and because of the war. So that's on what goes on. Gideon Levy writes, genocide in Gaza is now going mainstream. You see, it took them 18 months, the haramis, to wake up. South African news, South Africa will defend its sovereignty, the ANC says, meaning America and them must not come and threaten us. So he, Mantashe, says, if I was the president of South Africa, I would send the blacks to go and stay there in Orania. You know, Orania is where only the whites stay, and no blacks allowed there, and so forth. Sir CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, will meet Trump, me face to face. Both of them have agreed on this, and so forth. Remember that. Okay, the moon is 20 hours, so we have to look for the moon. The moon Sami is there in Saudi, already announced. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is 1st of Zulqa'dah. Ijtima, wonderful, wonderful success. Last night was Saturday, or last night was Sunday night, 25,000 people plus. On Friday night, 20,000 plus people. I was there both nights, so we know. Maulana Ismail Godrawala gave the talk. Allah Ta'ala reward him. Our programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, about the Ijtima. 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 3, inshallah, our report back the Ijtima and our Jummah and whatever there in Masjid Ibrahim. 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be the Q&A live with Hafiz Hussein Wadi. Maulana Salim Kareem, inshallah, we fire up now with the Q&A. And 5 to 6, I will finish up because I have to read my sunnats and then go to the Masjid, inshallah.
Kitab, I'm leaving for Umrah today. Where do I read my Qasr Salah at the Durban airport?
So remember, it all depends where you are staying. You're staying there in the South Coast, Spingo Beach, Port Shepstone, Lal, and all those areas there. So you Margate and so forth. So then when you come there to the airport, obviously you will read Qasr Salah. You're staying there in the North Coast. For example, you're in Stenger or somewhere. So when you come to the airport, you'll read Qasr Salah. It doesn't mean you have to cover 48 miles or 78 kilometers. It means you must be out of your town, your suburb, your city's boundary. And from there already you start reading Qasr Salat. For your Zohar, you will read 2. Asr, you will read 2. Isha, you will read 2. And according to Hanafis only, even though you're a Musafir and traveler, you will read the Witr Salat. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, majority of the scholars, jurors, say, if you are a Musafir and if you read the Witr, is good. But if you don't read it whilst you are a Musafir and traveler, La Ithma Alay, there is no sin upon you. That is the verdict of majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. So you must go out of your town, out of your city, out of your area, and now you reach the airport, King Shaka Airport. So you did Qasr Salat there. And remember, because now you're going via Egypt, via Dubai, via Istanbul, Addis Ababa, wherever. So you Musafir already, inshallah.
If you visit the Rozai Mubarak, and the time has been allocated between Asr and Maghrib. Is it permissible to read any Nafil Sada at the Roda?
Remember today the godless crazy system that you have to make appointment to go into the Rawda Mubarakah. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma Baina Bayti wa Mimbari Rawdatun Min Riyadil Jannah. The portion between my house Mubarak and the pulpit Mubarak and blessed pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. So they tell you, okay, they're not interested whether you're Hanafi or whatever. So they tell you your time is between Asr and Maghrib. So you got that 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, depending on the season. And you won't be there for 1, 2, 3 hours because they give you time and then all the people have to rotate and move around, you see. So now what you're going to do? Hanafi say you can't read Nafil Salat and so forth at that time. Shafi'is humbly say you can read. So what do you do as a Hanafi? So read all your Qaza Salat, mashallah. So in that way there you read the Salat, but you know Fajr Salat you must 1,000, Asr Salat you must 500, like that. So keep on reading your Qaza and so forth and so on. So inshallah, and if you're up to date with your Salat, then just keep on making dua and so forth and durood sharif and salawat. Allah Jalla Wala will accept it, inshallah.
Isab, a baby was born on Tuesday evening after Maghrib. When will be the seventh day for the baby?
So the baby, mashallah, baby boy, baby girl was born Tuesday evening, that is after Maghrib. So that's Wednesday Islamically. The night precedes the day. So Tuesday will be, remember, the seventh day. Today now is what? Monday, right? So when it is Monday, and now today your wife gave birth, your daughter-in-law gave birth. So which is the seventh day? Sunday will be the seventh day. So we should know that the day of Milad, the day the baby is born, Adhan in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, and Tahriq inserting the dates in the baby's mouth and making dua. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him or her the faqih. Half a girl. Oh Allah, give him or her the understanding of deen and Islam, wa habibu ila nas, and make them beloved to humanity. And this was what Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen did and recited for him Hassan Basri when Hassan Basri was born in Madinah Munawwara. At the age of 14, his family migrated from Madinah Munawwara to Iraq, hence the title Hassan al-Basri. So alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati. So follow my way and follow the way of whom? The Khulafa'i Rashideen. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So we should read these du'as on the seventh day, mashallah. You choose officially the name of the baby, you shave the hair, and after you shave the hair of the baby completely, boy or girl, then you apply saffron with water, and on the head of the baby, the hadith of Za'afran, saffron is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Boy, you will slaughter two goats or two sheep, and if the baby girl, then one goat or one sheep, and remember, thereafter give some charity. It's a momentous occasion, happy occasion, and then you make dua, mashallah. So these are the things we as Muslims should try and do. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Muftisab, can a Muslim male marry a Tamil girl without her reverting to Islam?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 221, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. You cannot marry a Muslim man. You cannot marry a mushrika, an idol worshipper. So whether you want to call a Hindu, you want to call a Buddha, you want to call a Tam, whatever it is. So once they are worshipping somebody, something without, besides Almighty Allah, with Almighty Allah, so then for you as a Muslim male to marry her, totally haram, yes, unless she embraced Islam sincerely and for the love and pleasure of Allah. Thereafter, you can perform nikah with her. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 221. You, the Muslim male, you say that no, that you consider it permissible, you become murtad straight away, you're out of the fold of Islam for rejecting chapter 2, verse 221. For you, the Muslim lady, to marry any non-Muslim person, that whether it's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever, Buddhist, or Zionist, or whatever, so totally haram and not permissible. Chapter number 60, verse number 10, La hunna hillu lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. That for the Muslim woman is not permissible to marry any non-Muslim male, and for you, the non-Muslim male, to marry a Muslim lady, totally haram and not permissible. Those Muslim ladies, inverted commas, who have married non-Muslims, and now they think they're Muslim, but they're very happy about this. They murtad everything, and their parents, who are happy about this, they all murtad out of the fold of Islam. We must be very clear on this. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Then, chapter 5, verse number 5, Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 5. Can a Muslim male marry a Kitabiyah, a Jewess or Christian lady? So Almighty Allah mentions this in the Noble Quran in chapter 5, verse 5. So remember the big senior ulama in the Arab world and in Indo-Pakistan, when we met them all and we have their fatwa kitabs. So you must remember Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah writes in his Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran, Urdu, English, in Jawahirul Fiqh, you can see it there in his fatwa kitab, and you can read fatwa Al-Mu'asara of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi Rahimahullah, and I have all these fatwa kitabs with Allah's help. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Fatwa Kitab Imdadul Muftin, over 1,000 pages there. So remember, they said in this day and this age, for a Muslim male to marry that Christian lady or Jewish lady, not permissible. Easy reasons I give you. You must remember that she will bring the cross and the crucifix in your house. She will bring the flag of Israel in your house. She will make your children into Jews and Christians and all that. And majority of them are not believing Christians or believing Jews and so forth. So therefore, the adam is shurut, the conditions are not fulfilled, and therefore in this day and this age, like myself, if you come to me and tell me I'm marrying this Jewess or Christian lady, I'll say I'm not going to perform your nikah. And we will tell all the ulama and imams, you must never perform a nikah like that. This is one of the best fatwas I have read of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. Innahu afada wa ajada fi hadal mawdu. He wrote an excellent fatwa on this topic. If you want to study it, go find, read it there in Fatawa Mu'asara. I have it. I bought it in Palestine. They were the bookshop next to Masjid al-Aqsa. So remember that he wrote an excellent, excellent fatwa on this topic there. So we gave you all the ways. Muslim marrying Mushrika, non-Muslim lady, not permissible. Marrying a Jewess Christian in this day, this age, not permissible. And for Muslim lady to marry a non-Muslim male, haram, totally and unacceptable. Chapter 60, verse 10.
Mufti Saab, does blood test break one's wuzu?
If you go, for example, for some test by the doctor and then they prick your finger, then normally what happens, some blood will flow and all that, then only according to Hanafis, your wudu will break. Al-wudu min kulli damin sa'ilin. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Daraqutni and so forth. So only Hanafis will say any part of your body, the blood comes out, oozes out and then is flowing. So remember, the wudu will break. The Malikis, the Shafis, the Hanbalis say the blood is najis, is napak, is impure. You must clean that, but your wudu is still valid according to majority scholars. So when will the wudu break? According to majority scholars, al wudu will break kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilayn. Whatever comes out from the front passage and back passage, that will nullify and break the wudu. So we need to understand these issues, because sometimes we think that, you know, we are super Muslims and we see somebody that now the blood came out and then he cleaned it and he read salat. Hey, your wuzu is broken, is that because you only know the Hanafi school, whereas the majority scholars, they don't agree with that. They say the wuzu is still valid. So we need to understand things before making noise and objecting on people and, you know, just saying that we only are right and heard. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib, I don't know more Salim if you met Hazrat. Hazrat passed away in 76 on the 10th of Shawwal, one of the greatest jurists and scholars Indo-Pak produced. We met him several times. We studied in his madrasa also. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah wrote one ajib jumla and said one ajib jumla and sentence. If you want to read it, go read it there in Takmila Fathil Mulhim. Mufti Taqi Sahib writes, my father used to say, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Kunu Hanafiya, remain Hanafi, wa la taj'alil haditha Hanafiya, but don't go and twist and turn the meaning of the hadith and say that the hadith is against the Hanafi school. We will twist it, turn it. Does they say, no, it's according to the Hanafis. So whether you Shafi, Malik, Hanbali, the same thing applies. He just used the word Hanafi because India, Pakistan, you know, majority are Hanafis there. So beautiful sentence for ulama students to remember. Kunu Hanafiya, wa la taj'alil haditha Hanafiya.
Mufti Saab, a lady gave birth to an 8-month fully grown baby through C-section. However, the baby passed away within 24 hours. Is she allowed to go to the Qabristan in this condition?
Remember, for you, sister, it's haram to go to the Qabristan. You lost your baby. As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. You must exercise sabr when the big, big calamity strikes. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. And for women to go to graveyard is haram in this day and this age especially. Number one, you're going against the hadith. All this is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَائِرَاتِ الْقُبُورِ لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ Almighty Allah curses the ladies who go to the graveyard. You sit in your car and outside the boundary, you must remember, of the Qabristan and the Maqbara and graveyard. And from there you read that that's fine, but you go inside, not permissible. And I told you several times the incident of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She was walking opposite direction, Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, what you doing, my ladli, my sahib zadi, my beloved piari? Oh, Sayyida Fatima, what you doing here outside? She said, I went to offer condolences, sympathize with the family there, that somebody passed away. You went to graveyard? La, la, la. No, ya Batin, ya Rasulullah, I never went. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who as who is, will always be the only mercy to the entire universe in the creation, said to his beloved ladli, Sahib Zadi, beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, oh Fatima, you are the leader of the women in Jannah. She, on that occasion, the Master alayhi salam told her, if you went to the graveyard, then you will not enter Jannah. See that? So all this in Sunan Nasai is haram for you ladies to go there and you mingle with the men and the way you dress and leaves a lot of things to be desired. Our fatwa is haram, especially in this day and this age. Last question.
Sahab, what is the significance and story of the pillar of the Rosa of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha?
MashaAllah, excellent question. Whoever asked that question, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. There are thousands of people going to return today, tomorrow, from Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, wherever they are. And you must remember, back to their respective countries, then the Hujjaj will start going. So when you go there, then remember, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I gave you the hadith just now, Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the portion between my house Mubarak and the pulpit Mubarak is one of the gardens of Jannah. So in there you will see Ustuwan-e-Sarir, that the way the etikaf was performed, Ustuwan-e-Hars, where the guard used to be, Ustuwan-e-Wufud, and that is where that the delegation and guests would come, and Ustuwan-e-Abi Lubaba, where Abu Lubaba fastened himself and made Tawbah, Ustuwan-e-Aisha, that's the one you are asking, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, I know a place there in Riyazul Jannah. If you knew it, then you should have a raffle to read Salat there, to make dua there, and so forth. So wherever you get placed, mashallah, then make a lot of dua. Is one of the most mubarak and honorable places to be. But that is the background of it. And in Madinah Munawwara, the Jamia, I used to know some lecturers. So mashallah, one of them gave me an excellent book, you understood, the Fadail and the Tariq and the history of Madinah Munawwara, printed by the Jamia and so forth. Excellent book. So there you will find all these details. In my book, Hajj and Umrah Q&A, you will find something also. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.